It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our show and welcome to a Thursday. This is Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. The studio lines are now open for your requests and dedications. 202-619-2077. Elias Getnet requested this first song out in Ethiopia. So hello to everybody in Ethiopia. We're going to put a little sugar on it, courtesy of Maroon 5 on Border Crossings.
Sugar sweet, don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Crossings, Sugar, Maroon 5 from the album 5. They just put out the greatest hits album this week. It's called Singles. That's a request from Elias, who's listening in Ethiopia to the show. And Maroon 5 continue to tour. And Adam Levine continues to be a coach on a very popular music show on NBC TV called The Voice. Thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. If you'd like to hear your favorite request, call 202-619-2077. You can always send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com and tweet us. BCVOA, or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I want to say hello to Brian Cabasso on Facebook, Iris Farina, Dawit Michael Jr., Jonas Malm, everyone on Facebook that's tuned in today. Welcome to our show. Coming up next, a request from San Jose, California. Do you know the way to San Jose? Just ask Dionne Warwick. She knows. This is a request from Tom Rock. And he wants this dedicated to the Amharic service here at the Voice of America and retiring staff member Telly Lombach. So best of luck to Telly. A lot of people leaving VOA this week, retiring after many years of service. This is a song written by Charlie Puth, and it put Charlie and Wiz Khalifa on the map this past year. It's called See You Again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Let me tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Crossings, Wiz Khalifa, whose real name is Cameron Jabril Thomas, and he goes by Wiz Khalifa, originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and that's the big hit called See You Again from Furious 7, which came out earlier in the year, and that song was number one for quite a while. Wiz Khalifa's performing in Australia this week. He's got a couple of shows in Australia, so that's where you'll be seeing him. Interesting news coming up for our next request. Our next request is from Saidu Muhammad Ali, and he wants to hear a Katy Perry song wishing happy Independence Day celebration today to Nigerians who are celebrating their independence. So happy Independence Day, Nigeria. Katy Perry is the artist that he's requested, and Katy Perry just performed at the Rock in Rio Festival in Rio de Janeiro on Sunday night. And there's a new video that's gone viral and getting a lot of attention, a lot of interest. During Katy's set at the concert, a fan got on stage, and she let her get on stage. She let the fan get on stage. And this girl, young girl, big fan. In fact, Katy said, "Are you a Katy cat?" which is what she calls her fans, and the girl said yes. The girl hugged her and then started to kiss her neck and started to grab her body parts, grabbed Katy's chest, grabbed her butt, and Katy said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." And she said, "I think this girl needs some water," referring that the girl probably had a little too much happy juice. And so nonetheless, the girl went crazy, was you know, having fun, kissing her idol, and Katy Perry rolled with it, which was kind of cool because, you know, she could have very easily ran away and called security, but she went along with it. And the crowd had fun. It was a great performance. Katy turns 31 October 25th, this month. Okay, here's your request, Saidu Muhammad Ali, for all our friends throughout Nigeria. Happy Independence Day. This is called When a Woman Loves a Birthday on Border Crossings.
You let me stop by. The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. So cover your eyes, I have a surprise. I hope you got a healthy appetite. If you wanna dance, if you want it all, you know that I'm the girl that you should call. But when you're with me, I'll give you a
good. It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, R. Kelly, Robert Kelly from Chicago, and he's performing in Chicago, going back home this week on his tour. R. Kelly and When Women Loves. That is a request from Hilder and Hilder Teshome, who's tuned into Border Crossings. Thank you for listening to the show. R. Kelly had throat surgery in 2011. A lot of people having throat surgery in the last year or so. Folks like Sam Smith and Adele and Jess Glenn. and a number of other folks, Megan Trainor, all having throat surgery to correct some issues, which seems to plague singers, people who sing for a living. Suffer that kind of issue. On Tuesday, R. Kelly performed a sold-out show in New York City at Barclays Arena. And he's got Chicago and New Orleans this week for his new album, Buffet, which features Juicy J, Wale, and quite a few other guests as well. R. Kelly, still in the game after all these years. I'm Larry London. You've got Border Crossings, 202-619-2077, the phone number to call for requests and dedications. And email us by writing to bordercrossings@voa.gov. And that's exactly what this next listener did, who wrote in and did not say who they are. Just said, "Hey, Larry, thanks for the great presentation. Would you mind playing Earthquake by Labyrinth and Tiny Tempa?" So I'm going to play that for you right now on Border Crossings. Whoever you are that made this request, this is for you.
Labyrinth, come in. Labyrinth, come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
you better
run. Yeah! It's an earthquake. Gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion. And now we got the bass banging from here to Buckingham Palace. They're all moving. Hey Simon, we're picking them up, turning them psycho. Everybody rock, let's bring the house down to rubble and dust, 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
you better run.
Yeah, I think it's an earthquake.
Ayo, Labyrinth, this one's feeling like a straight 10 on the Richter scale, you know?
Fire, we about to set this place on fire. Without a match or light, I don't do girlfriends. One nighters make him see minor. If I want Christian or Kurt Geiger, I just phone up the designer. Doing all nighters, no days off, great hairs and a little bit of weight loss. I predict. Disturbing London, got the whole city panicking. I've been Nostradamus, this my nip.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Looking out across the night, the city.
Nature, Michael Jackson, request from Mata Eunice Thomas, listening to our show with her daughter, Melissa Benlinta Divine Gant, and they are in Liberia. And so I thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. Michael Jackson, who left behind a lot of music and three kids. He had three kids when he passed away in 2009, Blanket, Prince, and Paris. And initially, they were left in the care of Catherine, Michael's mom, but she's in her 80s and not easy to take care of teenagers and young kids. So basically, Michael's nephew, TJ, who is the son of Tito, has been taking care of the three kids and raising them and helping them. He's 37, and he said that when he was young and his mom died, Michael helped to raise him and his brothers. So he's repaying his uncle, Michael, for the favor and doing a great job. From what I understand, the kids are all doing well and pursuing different interests and careers and things like that. TJ, by the way, is also the brother of Taj and Terrell, who are a part of a new TV reality show called The Jacksons, The Next Generation, which will include episodes about Michael's three kids as well. I'm Larry London. It is Border Crossings. We are more than halfway through our show today. I mentioned on the program yesterday that we've got a big giveaway coming up at the end of the month. Today is the first day of October. Don't forget to flip your calendar over. And coming up at the end of the month, we'll be giving away the Now 56 CD, which includes Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth, See You Again, which we played a little while ago, The Weeknd, Our City, Salento, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Fall Out Boy, 5 Seconds of Summer, Ed Sheeran, and more. So stay tuned to Border Crossings and spread the word. Tell your friends and your family and your coworkers and your classmates about Border Crossings so everybody has a chance to win coming up near the end of October. All right. Nolawi Dereje requested this next song off the album 1,000 Forms of Fear, which was an album that Sia put out a couple years ago. She has a new album, This Is Acting, And that album is due out before the end of the year. But this is the big hit, which came out last year and continued to stay on the charts throughout this year, doing very well for Sia. For Nolawi, this is Chandelier on Border Crossings.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring up my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
See you later. temptation and faith, I guess we living for the day. I seen a man get swept off his feet by a boy with an AK. The situation so twisted, everybody getting lifted. I'm just trying to take care of my kids and handle my business. Cause it's way too serious, so you gotta pay close attention, so you don't get caught slipping when they come to do all the getting. Life is a big game, so you gotta play it with a big heart. Some of us gotta run a little faster, cause we gotta lay the start. But I'll be a fool to surrender when I know I can be a contender. If everybody's a sinner, then everybody can be a winner. No matter your rag color, deep down we all brothers. And regardless of the time, somebody up there still love us. I'ma scuffle and struggle until I'm breathless and weak. I done strive my whole life to make it to the mountain peak. Always keep reaching, sure to grab on to something. I'll be there when you get there, waiting with the sounds bumping.
Crossings, and it's Coolio, artist Ivy, but he goes by Coolio. See you when you get there. And that's a request from Ghana. Elijah called us up 202-619-2077 and requested that song. The last album from Coolio was in 2009, called From the Bottom to the Top. Coolio is working on a brand new album. He hopes to put it out before the end of the year. It will be his seventh album. And speaking of seven albums, Black Eyed Peas, working on an album for this year. This year marks the Black Eyed Peas' 20th anniversary together. So there's a plan to release a new album to celebrate the occasion. They just put out a single, a new single from the album, and the single's called Yesterday. The interesting thing about the single, it does not feature Fergie. She's not on the song, but she was a major part of all the albums they put out. Black Eyed Peas split up in 2011, and that was a big year for them because they also performed at the Super Bowl for the halftime show in 2011, the Steelers against the Packers. And then that same year, they said, we're going to take a break. So they've been on break for a while. Hopefully they can get back together because they sold millions and millions of records. And we love the Black Eyed Peas. We're going to hear some Black Eyed Peas right now. This is a request from Sedi Alem Sadie in Ethiopia. Tuned in to Shegar 102.1 FM. Where is the love?
What you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These
got me questioning. Where is the love?
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Strange, is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the dividends. Not respecting each other, denies thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Where's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, y'all, people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, y'all. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? To turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Border Crossings with Larry London. Messing around with another man.
Crossings. Jan and Holland in the mood to rock out Jimi Hendrix style. That is Hey Joe by request for everybody in Holland. Jimi Hendrix made feedback an art form. I mean, you know, that back in the day, he could take that guitar, play it behind his head, play it with his tongue, and, you know, do all kinds of crazy rock and roll stuff that you just don't, you don't see much these days, you know. And he was an innovator. So anytime anybody does it now, it's always perceived as, oh, he's doing what Jimi Hendrix did. He was the guy that set the standard for electric rock guitar music. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and I'd like to say hello to Miracle Dan. We've got a message on Facebook from Mugisha, and also Herbert, Al-Haji Aliyah, Augustino, Turfa, and Seb Sibe, Abraham, Awalu, and Dania. So thank you all for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Elizabeth in Kuwait made this request for this next artist. This is Gwen Stefani. She's a coach on The Voice on TV. She sits alongside of Blake Shelton. There have been rumors with Blake's divorce from Miranda Lambert and Gwen's divorce from Gavin Rossdale that the two of them are an item. In fact, there was talk that the two of them are moving in together. And both Blake and Gwen have said, no, that's not the case. That's not true. Just another tabloid rumor being circulated. But they may like each other. Who knows? We don't know about that. And Gwen is doing a great job on the show. She replaced Christina Aguilera as a judge. This is one of Gwen's big hits when she left No Doubt to pursue a solo album. And this is called Holla Back Girl for Elizabeth in Kuwait.
Thank you.
Border Crossings, Hollaback Girl, which is another name for a cheerleader. And that is Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani turns 46 on Saturday. So happy birthday, a couple days early. She's worth about $100 million. And they say that that there's a risk of having to split that fortune with Gavin Rossdale when they go to court and start having to settle the financial part of their divorce. She's been working with Pharrell, who's also a coach on The Voice, but she's been working on music, new music with Pharrell, put out a single earlier this year, and there's talk of a new Gwen Stefani solo album coming out sometime in the near future. She's also writing songs for the next No Doubt album, which is a first for her because she normally hadn't been the one writing the songs, but she's loving this new experience in the music business. She did say that she will not tour again as a solo artist. She will only tour with No Doubt, no touring as just Gwen Stefani. So that's the story on Gwen. Of course, she makes a lot of money off her clothing line, LAM, which stands for Love, Angel, Music, Baby. Thank you very much for tuning in to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I thank Wagner, our engineer today, and Vince, our producer-director, and I thank you for tuning into the program. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again, starting at 1500 Universal, and I hope you'll join us right here on Border Crossings, a service of the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.